Hello everyone, and welcome. My name is Amanda. I'm an artist, designer, and concerned individual. Today, I'd like to take you on a journey that I call Breathing in Disaster, Meditation in the Anthropocene. This journey explores our relationship to the air, and how our bodies and creations participate in the shared history held in the atmosphere of our Earth. I'd like everyone to take a moment to get comfortable. If you're standing, find a seated position where you can relax and take the weight off your tired feet. Allow them to rest now on the ground. Relax your shoulders. Let go of the tension in your jaw and your brow. Now close your eyes and take a moment to focus on your breath. Allow yourself to center on the action of taking air into your body. Breathe in through your nose. Out through your mouth. Feel the air fill your lungs and listen to the sounds you make. Feel the oxygen circulating through your body. With each breath, it nourishes your heart, your muscles, your brain. You breathe in 23,000 times per day. Isn't that amazing? And breathe in. And out. The air you're breathing is the same that all of us are breathing. Humans, animals, trees, cars. It's ancient, and it holds the history of life on this planet. A history that your body is sharing now. With each inhale, you take in 21% oxygen, 78% nitrogen, and trace amounts of other gases. With each exhale, you put out 16% oxygen, 4% carbon dioxide, and 79% nitrogen. In the beginning, the Earth was so warm. Hydrogen and helium came from our infant planet. Those tiny atoms were so excited that they escaped the pull from the Earth and drifted into the void of space. Our atmosphere was born as an exchange between the Earth and the sky. 4.5 billion years ago, before life here was even a twinkle in the stars, the Earth started to breathe through massive volcanic eruptions, sending carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, just like you. Each earth-shaking eruption let out more gases, gases which were previously hidden deep in the crust of the Earth burst out. Ammonia, methane, water vapor, carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide, shooting into the sky in great dusty clouds, a great exhale from the Earth. This exchange still happens today, but we are rarely prepared. In 2010, the great Icelandic volcano Eyjafjallajökull erupted, filling the sky, the atmosphere, our breathable air once again with ash, ammonia, methane, water vapor, carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide. But our bodies crave oxygen. We find the rest toxic. After the volcanoes calmed and the earth cooled, water vapors from the atmosphere settled and became our oceans. Cool, wet, calm, trapping carbon dioxide deep in their depths. At this moment is where we find the first traces of life. Microscopic algae and bacteria created a process called photosynthesis. They transformed the excess carbon dioxide into breathable oxygen, the oxygen that you are breathing in now. Building the atmosphere is an ongoing collaborative effort, started by the earth and cultivated by algae, bacteria, fungi, fauna, flora, and yes, even you. But our bodies aren't the only way that we participate in these atmospheric exchanges. Our creations, innovations, and technology also share the air that we breathe. We dig up ancient creatures, and we bring them back to life in order to power our technology. We burn them, sending billows of toxic smoke into the sky, where it dissipates into our atmosphere. Air knows no borders. It's not subject to geopolitical frontiers as we are. Air doesn't require a passport to cross a continent. Yet it sees everything. It collects everything. We burn forests to make way for livestock. The trees we set aflame are the same ones who are responsible for catching carbon in the first place, for making room for oxygen in the air. Instead of forests now, we have great fields of domesticated animals, hand-picked by us for their flavor. They exhale too. The same as us. Carbon dioxide, sometimes methane. Now the forests are releasing carbon. The animals are releasing carbon. We are releasing carbon. I want you to reflect on this for a moment. What happens if this perfectly balanced ratio, 21% oxygen and 78% nitrogen, shifts? What happens next? With each inhale, I want you to thank the earth. Thank the volcanoes, the oceans, the algae, for their part in creating the air that we're breathing today. Thank yourself, because you've participated too. Now, I want you to thank your body. Thank your lungs for pulling in the oxygen. Thank your heart for pushing it through your veins. Thank your muscles for using it to carry you to where you are today. And lastly, thank the air for being breathable. For now. want you to keep breathing. Count to five with each inhale. And five with each exhale. Slowly, start to wiggle your toes. And then your fingers. Rotate your shoulders in circles. Loosen them up. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Take one last deep breath. Thank you.